And actually, welcome to my first podcast. I'm so excited. It's First Student Legal, and today I'm going to be discussing about investment contracts, everything you need to know. So, what is an investment contract? An investment contract are agreements wherein one party invests cash with the expectation of actually receiving a REIR, that is, a return on investment. Before a lawyer drafts an investment contract for his client or company, he should first have a look at the AOA. Yeah, he should take a look at the AOA or the shareholder agreement. It's important. And they are actually basic terms of an investment contract. So, what do you actually look out for in an investment contract? One, the basic terms of an investment contract. Two, the return on investment. Three, the reporting and control. Four, the contract strategy. So, let's actually begin with the basic terms of an investment contract. Small business owners may use investment contracts if they have an interest in investing in other businesses or bringing outside investors into their business. When a person invests in a business, he or she expects to receive profits from the third party. In an investment contract, these are the basic terms to actually just look out for. One, the names and the address of the participating parties, the basic structure of the investment, the date of the agreement, the signature of the parties, how much the investor provides, the form of investment, if it's a stock, bonds, annuities, etc. And when the investment will be transferred. And as I said earlier, this contract should be made in the presence of witnesses, so that in case of any dispute, they might be summoned and the statement taken. And two, the investors, please, investors, do not pay in cash. It is advisable to pay in check or by bank transfer, so that you could prove payments at any point in time. Two, return of investment. So we are moving to the second point or segment. The contract should state when an investor should expect a REIR. If he or she doesn't receive a return, the investor can ask that you return the investment. How should the investor pay? This can be actually agreed upon by both parties. It could be by flat interest or both parties agree to the rate of return based on the investment success. What then happens if the company is dissolved or enters into bankruptcy? I know most investors are really, really worried about this. Like, what if the company enters or gets into bankruptcy? What becomes of my investment? Don't want to know. What would then happen to the investment in this case? Any risks associated to the investment need to be disclosed in the contract as well. This makes the investor aware that a return isn't guaranteed. The next point is reporting and control. The contract should specify if the investor will have any rights in the company, such as control, yes. Oh, you know, I'm really, really interested about this point because I just recently invested in the company and I really wanted to know. I was eager to know if I would have a say in the company and all of that. So this has to be actually discussed with the shareholders and every other person. So the contract should specify if the investor will have any rights in the company, such as control or management rights, e.g. Some investors may receive voting rights in the company that actually allows them to have a say in the management of the business. Investors may be allowed to vote for executives or directors. In a smaller company, an investor may be given rights that allow him to control the day-to-day operation. And the investment contract should specify any type of report investors may expect to receive in relation to the company finances. It should also detail any right the investor has to audit company books. Contract strategy. Contract strategy. Investment contracts are very complex financial instruments. As with any investment, they are not risk-free. And anyone familiar to investing knows the complexity that it's not a guaranteed process. Because investment contracts can be so complicated, you might consider consulting with an experienced professional before entering into one. Of course, if you need help with investment contracts, you can post, you could actually call us. If you need any further help or assistance, please do not hesitate to call us. We are there for you.